Radio Influence. Podcasting redefined.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and I'm really excited that you're joining me again this week. So I hope you all had a great weekend. I actually, as usual, ate a lot and did a lot of really cool things in Tampa. Friday night, I had the opportunity to see the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which is the story of Freddie Mercury and Queen. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but I highly recommend it. I've always really had an appreciation for Queen and their music, but I was never really into them and didn't know much about their story. And after seeing this movie, I was just completely blown away. If you're in the mood to see something great on the big screen, I highly recommend this movie. I also attended a preview of the Heights Meat Market in Seminole Heights. They did a grand opening on Saturday this past weekend, and I got to spend some time looking at some gorgeous cuts of meat, meeting some local food lovers, and trying all different types of local products. They have a great selection of hot sauces as well as locally prepared products that you can actually take home and cook for yourself. Super cool place and definitely in a great neighborhood. Seminole Heights is always a fun place for me to go and check out. I also ate for the first time at the Mermaid Tavern. I don't know if you guys have been there, but that's a place that's been on my radar for quite some time. It was a little bit slow during the day, as I'm sure there was so much going on in Tampa on Saturday, but it was awesome. I definitely want to go back. They have such an eclectic menu for being kind of a little tavern. So definitely, if you're in the area, definitely hit them up. I also wanted to touch a little bit on something today as far as social media and Instagram. I've had a lot of people reach out to me and message me and ask me, how did you get started? How do you go to all these events? How do you eat all this food? What is your secret? Well, I'm still learning as I go, but one thing I have to tell you guys is that I've been doing some research and some testing on Instagram over the last month, and I have found that engagement is absolutely the key to success on Instagram and social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, anything that you can think of. When I first started my personal Instagram page back in 2010, I didn't really know what I was doing. To me, Instagram was just an app where you could go on and showcase pictures. So I showcased everything from my kids to random buildings down the street, anything I thought was interesting. And it took me time to realize the value of Instagram and using that platform to attain success. So let's go back to 2017. I was doing my thing, food blogging. I did not have any idea that I was going to start Forking Around Town, but I knew that I was interested in doing something different. I sat down one day in a cafe and started writing down notes on a piece of paper. And I started thinking, okay, what do I want to do here? What is my goal? I knew I wanted to do something that was food related, since food in Tampa is really becoming a huge deal and a part of everyday life. I sat down, I wrote crazy stuff, tried different things, definitely trial and error. Somehow, Forking Around Town came to me, and I was so dedicated to the concept that I went and got my very first tattoo of a fork on my arm. When I started my first Instagram page for Forking Around Town, I actually now have several of them. I'm trying to do ones for different cities, such as Forking Around Tampa, Forking Around San Francisco, etc. But for my main page, I started showcasing anything that I found to be interesting. I tried to really focus on the quality of the photography and not just post anything. I also am very adamant about posting things that I eat. I don't like to reshare on this page. Of course, I know a lot of you guys out there reshare different food pictures, which is awesome. But for my particular brand, I don't do that. And I'll get on that subject in a little bit. So then the next thing I had to really focus on was honing in on certain hashtags. And I did a lot of study and a lot of mistakes. Anything I could do to learn, I was doing it. Sometimes you have to make mistakes in order to learn and to grow your brand. One other thing I've really been adamant about doing is spending time with other influencers, whether it's going out to lunch or just meeting them for a drink and really picking their brains and collaborating with them. Nothing has brought me more happiness or excitement than getting together with another food lover in Tampa or in another city and just having a meal with them and talking and sharing our ideas. It has brought me so much success as an Instagrammer, and it has really opened up so many doors for me in Tampa Bay as far as opportunities for collaborations and sponsored posts. I've also met some incredible friends, and I know that if I ever want to have a dinner party and have everyone bring a dish, I will have the best party in town because everyone loves food as much as I do. I wanted to get back on the subject of resharing posts on Instagram. A very good friend of mine has had this happen to her several times where another Instagram account has taken one of her photos and shared it on their platform, and they have gotten so many likes and followers because of that without giving her credit. So this is something that's really been on my mind as it has caused a lot of debate amongst other influencers in Tampa as well as in other organizations I belong to. Now, for example, I have my Forking Around Tampa, which I just started. That is primarily a resharing account. The purpose of this account is to showcase food in Tampa. I will spend time looking for gorgeous imagery of food, dishes, anything exciting that's going on in Tampa, and I will repost their pictures. But when I repost, I use an app, which is called Repost, and it actually tags the person who shared the photo, and I also copy their caption, which includes their name. So there is no secret that I am resharing someone's photo. My friend, for example, had a local restaurant share her picture, which was already shared by another Instagram account in Orlando, without giving her credit. She was so upset about it. She contacted the Instagram account in Orlando and they blocked her. After several attempts to get in touch with the local restaurant, they went ahead and took down the post, which was very important to my friend. So if you guys are ever thinking of sharing content, which I definitely think is great, as long as you give credit to the person who the picture belongs to. And for those of you that are worried that this could happen to you, because when you're trying to grow your brand and you have a photo that could be used by another restaurant or anyone in order to gain, whether it be something monetary or just more followers, you really should protect your pictures with a watermark. There are different apps that you can go on, and you can simply add your name onto your photo so that this won't happen again. Because trust me, nothing is worse than having someone take something that you worked so hard on. I've been there before. I've seen my pictures on different pages on Facebook without giving credit to myself, and it's definitely something that bothers me. So if you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me, Tracy, at Forking Around Town, or you can instant message me anytime on Instagram. I love answering all of your questions. Another question I had over the weekend was, how do you do it? How do you go to so many food events and eat so much food without being 300 pounds? Okay, I have to be honest with you guys. I've been struggling with this myself. I'm an avid runner. I've done 8 half marathons. Running is definitely something that I use as an outlet, not only to relieve stress, but to burn off calories from all the food I eat. My last half marathon up until recently was March of 2018. I took a little bit of a break because I was just burnt out. I was doing races almost every weekend. During that time, the inevitable happened. The pounds started coming back on. I wasn't working out as much. I was attending events 3 to 4 times a week, eating everything, especially pizza. That was definitely a staple in my diet. And before I knew it, I gained probably 15 pounds. I was at an event in Tampa back in the middle of October, and I saw a picture of myself and I thought, holy shit, how did I let this happen to me? And I had to take a step back and look at my lifestyle and what I was doing and all these events and all the carbs I was eating and all the wine I was drinking, and it really opened up my eyes. So a few days after that event, I went up to Amelia Island to run my 8th half marathon, and it was the worst race I have ever done. It took me almost 3 hours to complete it when it should have only taken maybe 2 hours and 20 minutes. I didn't feel great about my time. I felt very upset after that race. Even though it was an accomplishment, it definitely was not my best time. So I came back and I decided to get on a healthy eating program. And you might not remember, but I had Anthony from Time to Eat Right. He was a guest on my podcast about a month and a half ago. He has this incredible program where you can choose meals based on whether you want to do something plant-based, keto, or conventional. So I subscribe to his meal service. I have 10 meals delivered a week. I usually get Monday through Wednesday delivered on Monday, and then Thursday and Friday delivered Thursday morning. His meals have really been a lifesaver for me. I have lunch and dinner, and they mix it up. I'm actually doing a keto-based plan, and I have to say the meals are incredible. I've probably lost 10 pounds of the 15 to 20 that I need to lose, and I have, you know, cheated a little bit, but I really think that sometimes we have to take a step back and just take care of ourselves. Yes, I want to eat all those things, and I still am tempted all the time. But when you really take the time to just put yourself first and think about what you're eating, it really makes a difference. I definitely could not live a lifestyle where I would be forbidden from eating certain things because that's just not who I am. But if you take the time to just prepare your meals and think about things before you get into situations where you're going to be in a rush and you're going to have to eat fast food or something, it's been such a lifesaver, especially a time saver. I get so busy during the day, I don't want to have to think about what I'm eating. I know I have his meals, I can pop them in the microwave, and he has some great things. Like, I had a coffee rubbed steak with cauliflower mashed potatoes. He even made a buffalo chicken pizza that was outstanding. I've had a shrimp scampi. His meals do not feel like I'm being restricted in any way, and I feel so satisfied after eating them. So now that we're getting close to the holidays, there are so many parties coming up, and I swear, just temptation after temptation, Christmas cookies, Thanksgiving pies, it's all coming at me, I know it. But I'm already prepared to have one cheat day a week and still follow a fairly strict eating program so that I can avoid all that holiday weight gain. I'm also running again, which has been feeling great. If only the weather in Tampa would cool down a little bit, I think I would be better off, but hopefully that'll come. I swear it's November and we have 85 degree temperatures every single day. But with that being said, if you guys have any questions on time to eat right, if you're Tampa based, there are some other wonderful meal planning programs out there. I do have a couple of guests that will be coming on the podcast in the next couple months as we get ready for, you know, the holidays coming to an end and New Year's resolutions. So definitely stay tuned and hopefully you'll find one that works for you. I also wanted to share something else with you guys. So a lot of you don't know this, but I've been working in a restaurant for probably, well, I've been working in restaurants since I was 16, but I've been at this one spot for the last 8 years, kind of on and off. It's been just a source of extra income for me, as I have been working really hard to grow my social media company. I've run into some difficulties as far as, you know, getting people to pay on time, and it's been really challenging. I find myself spread very thin. I'm doing so many things and I'm probably working 75 hours a week. Well, I'm excited to say that I'm joining forces with a local marketing company called Sky Strategic Marketing here in Tampa. They have some amazing clients and I am so excited to share some of them with you. I'm not going to give them all away today, but let's just say pizza is involved, gourmet olive oils are involved, and an amazing caterer in Tampa that is known as the official caterer for Gasparilla. So I hope you guys will stay tuned. I'm going to be doing some recipes coming up on the podcast, and I will be having some really cool chefs coming on to share some different recipes for the holiday season. Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and next week we're going to have a special surprise, so I can't wait for you to hear it. And just remember, you can subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com.
This is a cannabis podcast powered by Trulieve. Quick fix on Radio Influence.
Not too long ago, I went to an event at Tetra Health Centers, and Chef Joey Galliano put on a show as far as a culinary show with cooking with marijuana. It wasn't literally cooking with it because that's illegal, but he did a little a little show and showed you how you can cook with it. And it's not just edibles. It's not just smoking. You could put some of the tinctures and some of the oils in food, and you could eat it and not even know you're eating it, and it still has the same effect. And that's where it's going. You know, we have a building here, Flavor of Tampa Bay, that we constructed so that we can do some fun events. And we're going to be doing some of those in the near future with Trulieve, with Chef Joey, and just have Chef Joey in here explain how you cook with marijuana. It's about dosages and doing it the right way, because when you talk about ingesting it, other than when you smoke it, you can kind of... You almost can't smoke yourself crazy. You can't smoke yourself silly. You can eat yourself silly because it's different. It tastes good. Somebody gives you a gummy bear. That tastes good. It's a gummy bear. You're used to eating a bag of gummy bears. I don't suggest it. Eat the one gummy bear. If it says wait an hour, wait 2 hours. Don't do the same thing on the famous last words. I didn't feel anything. I've heard it dozens of times. I took an edible and I didn't feel anything. And then an hour and a half later, I took another one. And an hour after that, I was tripping. Don't do that. It's like every other drug out there. You can't take a Vicodin and say, I don't feel it, and take another one. I mean, something is going to be, you're stacking stuff on top of each other. So you have to be wise with it.
The Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve, can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.